Hello there, it's Kendall Parks here on the Kendall Parks Podcast. I want to talk about the Bengals bounce back win against the Carolina Panthers. You kind of expected it because it is the Panthers, but they've been letting their guard down against not all that good quarterbacks this year, so can't really guarantee it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they lost to Jacoby Brissett last week. Like, come on now. You know, it's crazy. But yeah, Joe Burrow didn't play the whole fourth quarter. They was already blowing. The score was 42-21. And what it was is that it was very, very methodical. Instead of just throwing the ball all over the field, Joe Mixon got going today. He had 5 total touchdowns. I love it. 5 total touchdowns. That's what carries him on to victory. Now, if they can get him going like they did today, he had 2 receiving. I think it was, 2 receiving or 1 receiving before the half to make it 35-0. The score makes it more closer. The final score made it seem like a lot closer than it actually was. It was a blowout. It was 42-0 heading to the fourth quarter. Or 42-7 heading to the fourth quarter, and they scored 2 touchdowns. The Panthers did in the fourth quarter, I think. So yeah, it was very, very methodical. They got the run game going with Mixon, but also P-line. And that's what we need in order to, if we want to get back to Super Bowl, we got to have Mixon be that type of running back. If you had him on your fantasy team, you struck gold. 5 total touchdowns, 4 rushing. That was his best game of the year. And hopefully, that would get him going. No, Ben Baby, who covers the Bengals, I think for ESPN still, he said that Mixon saw all of the fans clamoring for Chris Evans, who's the third backup for the Bengals. He got hurt today, but you know, sometimes that sparks something. Why don't we use Chris Evans more? That's what a lot of people were saying. After Ronnie Bernard went to another team last year, I think it was the Bucks. They drafted him in the fifth or sixth round. And all that, so it's going to be great, man. I can't wait. I mean, they get their bye week this week. T. Higgins, it was very, very methodical. They didn't rely on the deep pass all that much. They just kept getting first downs. I mean, even on defense, that's their best defensive game. And it comes off of a cruddy game. The Browns just smashed the Bengals. Like, just smashed them. It's crazy. they smashed them. And sometimes blowouts like that can be a wake up call when you think that you all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't win some ball, they lost. You know what I'm saying? You gotta show that you man, still prove yourself. Like, you the Bengals. You know? At the end of the day, you still the Bengals. You still the team that everybody likes to make fun of sometimes. You know, so hopefully this game will, I can't wait for it to see how they do the rest of the season coming off the bye week. And actually, this was the same exact record. Same exact week that they had the bye week in. 5-4 coming off the bye week before they faced the Raiders last year. I haven't checked their schedule because I'm too busy worrying about election day, but no. We'll see, man. We're gonna see how the rest of the year plays out. Go vote. Vote for the democracy. I don't know what Hillary Rosen is talking about on CNN. Like, she's one of those white Democrats that hates vote shaming and all that stuff. Like, it's interesting because, like, I just watched a 10-minute video. I don't remember when the interview was, but it was this lady named Jane Elliott. I'm gonna post it on my Snapchat. Share via TikTok. This lady named Jane Elliott, she did a old interview, and she talked about how white people are so fragile because they scared to get replaced in 30 years, which they will. You know, that's why you see all this critical race theory stuff. So, but, you know, I can't really dive into that. So, this is really a sports episode. With us celebrating the Bengals win. So, I'll talk to you guys later, maybe about that next time. Maybe tomorrow. I told y'all I was coming back. I'm trying to be more consistent. Share this podcast everywhere. All right. Talk to you guys later.